Hello out there, Channel 9. Welcome to this mini edition of The Maker Show. My name is Paul DiCarlo, and we're here at First Robotics in St. Louis, Missouri, checking out some really cool demos from Microsoft that have to do with the Internet of Things. And you can see right here, we've got ourselves a quick little demo showcasing a model jet engine. This is attached to a Raspberry Pi 2 device running Windows 10 IoT Core. The device is connected up to a sensor. This is a reed switch, which enacts in the presence of a magnet. So you'll see this neodymium magnet here that is glued onto the fan blade passes by, and we can indicate that we have completed a revolution. So using this, I can turn this on, and I can calculate the miles per hour of the device. And you'll notice we can actually track some pretty fast speeds, up to almost 7 miles per hour on the device. In addition, the Windows 10 IoT Core allows you to interact with some external devices. For example, this Adafruit PWM module. And you'll see here I can enact some inputs through the slider. I can vary the illumination of the LED right here. So you'll see I can move this from the right and make it brighter and move it back to the left. What's really cool is how I'm connecting to this device. I'm actually not connected through anything physical. This is actually networked through an IoT remote application. All you have to do is download the app from the Windows Store, and you can pop in an IP address for the device or find the device on your local network, connect into it, and you can then interact with the device as though you're using a mouse and keyboard locally on the Raspberry Pi. So it's really cool stuff. But then what we're doing is showcasing what you could do with that data. So over here, I have an Azure machine learning experiment that's outputting to a web front end. And you'll see here, this is showcasing the remaining useful life of some jet engines on a model airplane. And what's really cool, if you look at this, it's actually really, really intuitive how you build these things. You can come into the Microsoft Azure Machine Learning Studio and drag and drop these components to build up yourself something that takes inputs, operates on them, and makes an intelligent output based on your machine learning algorithm that you create with the supplied components. It's really cool and is all part of Microsoft Azure. So you'll see we've actually deployed the solution and we've got ourselves a full web front end, some storage. We're acting on some of those inputs as they come in real time and getting the output out of our machine learning model to produce what you see on the screen up here. Really fun stuff. And also, if you're interested in some of the development work that goes into programming for the Raspberry Pi running Windows 10 IoT Core, you'll notice they've now added some new features. For example, the remote viewing feature that I showed earlier using the Windows 10 IoT remote server. So I can come in here to the web server running on the device, and inside this portal, I can just click on remote, enable the Windows 10 IoT remote server, and boom, I can log into it with the client application over here. And all of this, if you're familiar with Visual Studio, we can actually deploy code to the device from here. So if you know Visual Studio, and you get all the bells and whistles of IntelliSense and all the plugins, et cetera, but you can also do things like set breakpoints, send the code over to the device, and hit those breakpoints on the device itself. So think about that. I can develop on my host machine and send code over to the device, and I can actually see what's going on there. Really, really, really cool. So no more having to debug with like putting LEDs on and turning lights on and that sort of thing. We can see the state of the device from our development machine. Really, really powerful stuff. So if you're interested in getting started with any of this, you can head on over to windowsondevices.com. And from there, you can get yourself started with some Get Started programs that'll show you how to get Windows 10 IoT Core running on your compatible device, including the DragonBoard 410C, the Raspberry Pi 2 and 3, and the MinnowBoard Max. This is really awesome stuff, so hopefully you guys are interested in perhaps building something really cool on all this great technology that's now coming out from Microsoft. So thanks for joining us today. Until next time, happy hacking.